Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. During this first week of Advent, we've been speaking about faith so far, and today is the feast, actually, of St. Andrew, one of the apostles, and I want to share a little bit about him. In St. John's Gospel, we learn that Andrew was following John the Baptist when John pointed to Jesus. So Andrew was, first of all, a disciple of John the Baptist. And then John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Andrew immediately went to his brother Simon, declaring, "We have found the Messiah." His faith was like that. He heard it. He saw the truth of it somehow in his spirit because he was open to it. "We have found the Messiah." And according to Pope Benedict the 16th, Andrew was a man who was searching. He lived with his heart thrown open, awaiting the fulfillment of Israel's great hope. Listen to that. Andrew was a man who was searching. He lived with his heart thrown open. Is your heart thrown open for the Messiah? "Jesus, come into my life. Come into my life now. Come into my life during this period of Advent, that I might celebrate you more as the Savior of the world and my Savior, as my Redeemer, my Messiah. Help me to grow in faith." It's another way to ask for faith these days. After the resurrection and the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Andrew went to share the good news. Couldn't keep it to himself. Tradition has him preaching in Greece and dying at Patras. The Eastern Church honors Andrew with the title Protoclete, which is first called. Protoclete, or the first called. Our opening prayer for Mass today says, "We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed Apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and pastor, so he may be for us a constant intercessor before you." Think of that, that he may be for us a constant intercessor before you. Ask blessed Apostle Andrew, ask St. Andrew to pray for you that your faith may grow, that it may displace your self-agenda, putting yourself into second place, and putting God and his will in first place of every day, of every moment of your life. First reading today is from St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. "Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Andrew recognized the Messiah. He followed. Do you recognize him? Do you acknowledge that you need to be saved? Do you acknowledge him as your Messiah? "For one believes with the heart and so is justified, one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame." Hear that. The world will tell you very differently. The world will mock, will scorn, will ridicule your faith. Pay no attention to it. As much as possible, pay no attention to it. Because there is a promise that no one who believes in him will be put to shame. "There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? But brothers and sisters, you and I are sent out every day by the graces of baptism and confirmation. We're sent out every day into the highways and the byways to give testimony, to give witness, most of all simply by what our priorities are, by our way of life, by our peace, by our hope, by our confidence, by our faith. We can bring that to a world that's shrouded in darkness, to a world of disbelief. We're falling farther and farther away from the Lord. And he needs his disciples. He needs you to grow in your own faith and then to give it away. to put Jesus Christ in the center of your life and at least to put yourself in second place. Maybe taking yourself out of the running altogether is even better. But put him first. And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Isaiah said, nobody's believing me. The faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. For their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. What if the first disciples of Jesus Christ had been silent and said, oh, that's interesting, I'll have to think about that sometime? Probably some did. But there are those who took the word to the ends of the world, like St. Andrew, who we celebrate today. But God is calling you. You don't say, oh, well, some saint can do that. No, you're the saint in the making. That's who you are. Are you going to let God mold you into his disciple, his son or his daughter? Allow him. Give him right of access. And the key way you do that is to seek his will before your own in every situation. It can only take a moment. Sometimes it only takes a moment. Lord, what would you have me do here? What's your priority here? What's your will? Show me. He will lead you. Doesn't mean that a voice will come down from heaven, but you'll just have a sense this is the right way. Sometimes you'll make a mistake, but that's much better than saying, I don't want any of this God talk in my life, which many, many people are saying today. They're pushing God to the periphery, and that does not bode well for the future. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. And that's true, brothers and sisters, and that's why we want to follow him now, so that when our own judgment comes, we can rest secure. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. Psalm 19. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. What the world offers you, brothers and sisters, is nothing compared to what God offers you. And God always delivers. Always. The Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. And he said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. At once. Is God calling you to follow him in a particular way? Are you trying to play deaf and dumb? Or have you not heard his voice because so many other voices around you are, there's a whole lot of noise and confusion around you. It's hard to hear. But God wants to speak, wants to show you how much he loves you. He wants to show you how much he desires that you follow him, that you be part of his flock. At once they left their nets and followed him. That was their livelihood, brothers and sisters. Those nets were huge. Those nets took an enormous amount of labor to create. And without the nets, they had no business. They had no livelihood, so to speak. At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Now, Jewish law was certainly you better take care of your parents. So when it says they left their boat and their father, they left their livelihood, They left their father. They followed Jesus, but you can be darn sure that they would have provision for their father. But those two were immediate, not saying, well, after I take care of this and after I take care of that, and then I'll think about it and then I'll consider it. No, you make the decision now. And then you take care of the details. And some of those details are major. But what's in your heart is what needs to be first. And unless you cultivate faith, you're not going to be able to do it. And to cultivate faith is simply to ask God every day, increase my faith, Lord. Help me to get out of the center of my own life. Help me to welcome you into every corner of my life. I know I've used this analogy before, but it's a good one. An author whose name I can't recall at the moment wrote this up. He said, invite Jesus into your home and give him access to everything from the attic through the basement. And give him access even to that one closet that you keep locked. And you keep certain things in there for one reason or another. Give God access to every part of your life. During this Advent may be a wise time for you to take inventory of your life. Is God welcome in every part of your life? And if he's not welcome in certain areas, why is he not? And if it's areas of sin, all you need to do is repent. I know it's big to do. I know it costs our pride a lot. But just repent, because you're going to be set free. You're not going to have to hide things. You're not going to have to excuse things. You're not going to have to go around carrying guilt. Get free. Let God into every room in your house. And after he's gone through every room in your house, give him the keys to the house. Give him the keys. Let him run the house. You turn to him every day. You can be his vice commander, but you can't be the one who makes the final decisions. None of us can. None of us. And if a mother and a father show their dependence upon God, and that doesn't mean with a lot of words, it just means trusting God, saying, let's pray about this situation, let's take it to the Lord, let's pray that God show us the way. Simple. But you're orienting everybody in a particular direction, which is that the center of our life, the center of our family, the center of our business is God. That can increase to it become the center of our town, our state, our city, our world. But it's got to be in here. I'm pointing to my own heart. It's got to be in here that I'm willing to be replaced, that I'm willing to be displaced, that he becomes the center of my life. Then your faith will begin to flourish. May God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.